always amazed at the way in which people like Paul and Barnabas traveled around on their missionary journeys, miles and miles. In the backs of Bibles at one time, I don't know if they still do this, but they used to be printed Paul's missionary journeys, and you'd often see a map and see where he, in his three journeys, where he went. And he covered a vast amount of land. In fact, I was the vicar of a place in Portsmouth, which nestled just on the Portsdown Hill. It was called Paul's Grove. And it's at the top of the Porchester Creek. And if you know Portsmouth, you can come right the way up through the harbour, all the way right the way up to the top to Porchester. And there's a lovely, one of the best preserved, if not the largest, Norman castle in Europe there at Porchester. And tradition goes that Paul's Grove wasn't named after any benefactor. It was named after the tradition that St. Paul actually came and spent his time in that part of England on one particular visit. Now, that goes back many, many centuries. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. But I'm trying to make the point that they covered this vast amount of land. And why? They were driven people. They were driven by the Holy Spirit. They were driven by their faith. They were driven by this great need to be able to speak the words of God to people, to give the message of the gospel, the message of life, the message of salvation. It was so important to them. It was the imperative that drove them on, meeting the most terrible dangers. There's that purple passage, isn't there? Do you remember when St. Paul is rather at his most boastful, I think, in a way, telling, I've received the lash, I've been thrown out, I've been cast into prison so many times, I've done this, that, the other, all for the sake of the gospel. But at the heart of all of that, there was a tremendous sense of satisfaction. And I don't mean boastful satisfaction. I mean contentment. And if we wanted to restore St. Paul in our minds after that rather boastful passage, we might want to remember what he also said about his trials and tribulations. He then adds, I am sure of this, that neither death nor life, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in the whole of creation can ever separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. And that's, I think, the motivation, isn't it? That's for all of us. We can apply it so much, you know. I'm sure as good parents you'd be willing to die for your children. I'm sure that given the right circumstances, we would want to stand up for what is right and for the gospel. And that's why it's so important at this time that despite what may seem to be this vast tsunami of opposition, we are in fact standing up for pro-life. We're standing up for a life that can't speak for itself. We're standing up for a miracle of creation that God has given, as he's given to each one of us, from very conception, the life that is so important. And it's so easy to cast that aside. Life can become so cheap. You know, you remember the furore that was once caused, seems ages ago now, perhaps we've forgotten, when Humani Vitae came out. And there were lots of people, Catholics included, who felt very anti all that. But one of the things that Pope Paul VI said, which was very important, and his words hang in the air today, be very careful, he said, that we don't become a contraceptive society. And I think if we're honest, that's precisely what has happened. And even worse than that is that abortion is often being used as a means of contraception. And that is the most terrible thing. And now we're getting to a state where it's not just one, two, it's three times people will have an abortion. Those figures are going up. And it's salutary to remember this because it's a cause that I think is well worth our prayers and our time and our explanation as to why we feel life is important. Since the beginning of the passing of the Act in the 60s, you can fill Wembley Stadium three times with fetuses that have been aborted. I don't just mean in the sitting places or the stand. I mean fill the entire space of Wembley Stadium three times. Well, I think there's something special about being a human, which this particular pandemic has brought out. It's made us realize to a greater extent how precious life is. Let's pray and hope that that may extend from conception to the grave.